accelerating business growth, project bounties, and multilingual conversational user interfaces. Imagine, two young people purchase a Photos for Everyone website similar to Unsplash. The website costs between $12,000 and $24,000, but the only way to pay for it is by sending 10% of monthly income to the mothership company. If the two entrepreneurs made $240,000 the first month, $24,000 would be sent to the mothership and the website would be all theirs. Photography is pretty easy. In some cases, the equipment can be as simple as a smartphone with a quality camera. The two co-founders will advertise the telecommuting back-end in photography circles and on internet websites. They will call to freelancers to come and visit the back-end and pick a project, any project. Anybody with a camera can participate. The back-end for freelancers works very similar to Siri. There's an ongoing conversation about the bounties the user is shooting for and updates on other users and photographs taken. There are also bounties for blog posts, news articles, photography tutorials, even adding new landmarks to the list. The chat interface uses Google API for translation into most languages, and there is no learning curve, like, at all. The founders will spend $1,000 on bounties for 200 landmarks scattered throughout the world. They will pay a small $5 bounty for a winning photo. Since many people may choose to photograph the Louvre Museum in Paris, there will be a small voting competition that selects the best shot. The winner claims the $5, plus a free upgrade to the Pro account for 50 years, worth $5,000. Chloe lives in Paris. She is a rebel and could use the Pro account as another way of advertising her photography magic. She does long exposures to capture the Milky Way in the background of her photographs, so this is an easy €4 for her. Nadia from Moscow can always use extra 380 rubles. She lives down the street from the bounty and in no time becomes the winner. There are 4 more bounties in Russia and another 8 within a reasonable distance by rail. In total, she ends up collecting $65, or 5,000 rubles, and the weekend-long adventure pays for itself entirely. The response, the traffic, the free advertising has the parents of the two young entrepreneurs invest several more $1,000s for the bounties. And they end up with a large photography archive and thousands of active users contributing more photos even without the bounties. And a business is born. And the website grows to sell equipment and even models for 3D printing, allowing cheap camera upgrades. It becomes a social network for photographers. Investors come to see if they can multiply their money. The mothership gets their little $24,000 and turns right around to become one of the investors. Bounties spike like crazy. There are now hundreds of thousands of dollars in bounties. Chloe and Nadia quit their day jobs and begin covering all the damn landmarks across Eurasia. The company is acquired by Getty Images and becomes another successful story on the internet. Few years down the road, the two co-founders join up with Chloe and Nadia for a new photography challenge. But this time, it is not about landmarks. It is about photographs that change the world. Several of the users win a Pulitzer Prize for photography. And the rest is history.